It's Wednesday, so it's time to talk some technology with our resident guru, Jeff Quattromani. How you doing, mates?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You've been testing the latest Amazon Home Hub, is it?
Yeah, look, this is a smart display. It's called the Echo Show 15, and it looks like a bit of a picture frame where they really want you to mount it on the wall. I've got it standing up on my desk at the moment, but it always tips over, so it really does want to be mounted on the wall. It's a big screen. I mean, it is a 15-inch display, and you can talk to it, you can look at content on it, and honestly, it belongs in the kitchen. It belongs as the hub of the home.
We had one of these things, and all I used it for was playing music. That was about it. What other purpose do these things serve?
That would be the biggest use of any smart speaker or smart display, is the music or the weather. Mm. Now, with this one, because it's got such a large display, you usually ask it to show you things. So you can follow recipes on there, you can look at a shopping list, and that's why it's great in the kitchen.
Yep.
But also for me, it's also connecting to my cameras, being able to see who's at the front door, and obviously being able to watch video on here as well. Especially if you're following a recipe, you can watch a video and follow that.
Okay, all right, that makes perfect sense. Now, this one I don't understand is, according to the FBI, people are applying for jobs that they don't want?
Yeah, well, effectively. So deepfake technology is effectively a way of having your face appear in maybe a video call or in a video where it looks like it's you, it looks like you're the one talking, but it can be completely programmed like a robot. So imagine if you're applying for a remote job application where it's a work from home type job and you put your deepfake personality on there where you're not even doing the job interview, and imagine if you got hired. That's what's actually happening in America at the moment. People are applying for jobs by sending out their artificial intelligence robot to do it, and they're getting the job.
But they're not doing it, but they're getting paid for it.
Exactly. And when you're working from home, unfortunately, some people can get away with that.
Oh, look, I've known plenty of people who've made entire careers out of getting paid for doing very little, Jeff. This is not new technology, and it wasn't very deep state, I'll tell you that.
I love it.
All right. And also today we have to talk chickens.
Yes, we do, because now artificial intelligence is being used to understand what you just played. Now, I ran it through the little simulator then, and they said, they're hungry, where's the feed at? So what we're now doing is we're using artificial intelligence to listen to our chickens, to hear all of those cut calls and things like that, and actually understand whether they're happy or sad, and as a result, will they be laying as many eggs as we hope they would in that season?
So we've had the translators where we can, you know, understand a different language. Now we can understand our animals and, more importantly, perhaps our farm animals.
Cows will be next, I have no doubt.
Have to be. Look, when it comes to the animals, it's two things. I'm either scared of something and I'm running away, or I'm hungry, feed me. That's all animals have to tell us.
I don't imagine it's to ask for the Wi-Fi password. I mean, they are probably pretty simple animals.
That would be interesting news if your chicken wanted to know what the Wi-Fi password was.
Exactly.
Who's developing this wonderful technology?
Look, it's a university out of the United States, from what I can tell. But I know that this is the sort of thing that they would be, you know, probably wanting to use everywhere.
Well, I'll just leave it for my chicken to say, Jeff, thank you very much. I was also saying, looking forward to your company next week when we talk technology again.
Look forward to it. Thank you.